From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, October 5th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Anthony Fiducia is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hunter Planning Board was presented with a revitalization plan for the former Villa Maria Hotel on Tuesday, October the 3rd. The project would create a new hotel and include an event center, swimming pool, movie theater, restaurant, and game center. Much of the facility would be open to the public, especially during the off-season. Taxel LLC is developing the parcel, which will include former Three Guys Pizzeria location off Route 23A and O'Hara Road in Haines Falls. Darren Elmson with Catterskill Associates, representing Sarah Kalodar, a principal of Taxel, presented the plan to the board. Kalodar said, having lived in the area for more than 50 years, this project is a dream and a vision for her. She said, and I quote, "I have a lot of history and love for this area. I feel a little bit sort of sad about this area, almost embarrassed that there's this, and then you get to Tannersville and Hunter and everything else that looks so much nicer. So there's a lot of reasons why we would like to have this property and do it up," end quote. Developers are hoping to break ground in early March and then open for business the following September. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Kenneth C. Crow III is reporting in the Times Union. The Environmental Protection Agency has ordered the removal of soil and sediments loaded with PCBs along a trout stream tributary as part of a second round of cleaning up polluted land near the Dewey LaFell Landfill Superfund site in the town of Nassau. Soil testing discovered very high levels of contamination along the 1,900-foot-long creek that feeds the Bellatia Kill. Supervisor David Fleming told the Times Union last month, and I quote, "We reached out to the EPA expressing our concerns. We are very happy that they agreed. This is a good result. This is not only the removal of PCB-laden soil and sediments, it's also the restoration of the habitat for Bellatia Kill," end quote. The second round of cleanup will be paid for by General Electric and other parties responsible for the contamination at the site, the town said. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Bethany Bump is reporting in the Times Union that Governor Andrew Cuomo on Wednesday, October the 4th, asked the state's public colleges and universities to discount tuition for students from Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands who were displaced by recent hurricanes. In a statement, Cuomo called on the boards from both the State University of New York and the City University of New York to provide an in-state tuition rate to the students. It is unclear at this point how many students would be affected. The SUNY Board of Trustees will hold a special meeting on Friday to discuss the proposal. A SUNY representative said the public university system offered a similar opportunity for students affected by Hurricane Katrina and the 2010 earthquake in Haiti. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And finally, Congressman John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, announced on October the 4th that John Billings will now serve as his chief of staff. Dane Pascuchello was in that role previously. In his press release, Faso brags that Billings is from nearby New Milford, Connecticut, and cites his previous chief of staff experience for representatives in New Hampshire and Michigan. A 2014 story in Roll Call credited him with turning around the office of Michigan Representative Dan Beneschek, who came in with the Tea Party in 2010. The Roll Call story says, and I quote, "Multiple sources chalked up Benachek's improvements to his chief of staff, John Billings, who joined the office in 2013. Sources said Billings was able to focus the office and make time for campaigning and official duties," end quote. When Benachek retired last year, Billings went to work with the Generic Pharmaceutical Association. According to a political story from earlier this year, and I quote, "As a senior director for federal affairs, heading up the trade group's House lobbying team," end quote. Billings was also previously a public policy advocate, another title for a lobbyist for the Food Marketing Institute, according to a 2010 Slate story. Today is day two of the WGXC 2017 Fall 2017 Harvest Pledge Drive. During the next coming days, WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $25,000 to keep WGXC Hands-On Radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Green and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly cloudy day for today, then gradually becoming sunny with a temperature high near 75 degrees. For Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 54. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 72 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 54. And on Saturday, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 74 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Sunrise today was at 6:56 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:28 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, almost 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 5th day of October 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.